It's what you all been waiting for. Turn up to a team. The segment with the beautiful Tina P. Nothing Crusher Marks.
Hello, all you metalheads out there. You're listening to Turned On with Tina, and I'm Tina Peake. Tonight's segment is going to be a pretty cool one. We've got Rob Reiner from Anvil. Rob is going to be talking about the new movie that's out in selected theaters right now called Anvil, The Story of Anvil. It's really an awesome story about a couple of guys in a Canadian band who had heart and just never gave up the dream of trying to make it big in the world of metal and thrash. If you're not familiar with Anvil, Anvil are one of the forefathers of metal music, and some pretty awesome bands credit Anvil as one of the bands they emulated. Bands like Metallica and Slayer and Pantera. So it's going to be a great segment. These guys are straightforward, no-nonsense, heavy metal. And Anvil was formed initially by Steve Kudrow, who's best known as Lips, and drummer Rob Reiner in 1978. The original lineup also consisted of guitarist Dave Allison and Ian Dixon on bass. They were originally called Lips, but became an underground favorite and a staple in the Ontario bar circuit. More recently, they've released their 13th album, ironically titled This Is 13. With 13 albums and forefathers of metal and thrash, this is a band that you just cannot miss. I saw these guys perform live to a packed house last week in Toronto during Canadian Music Week, and these guys are just incredibly awesome. They kick fucking ass. When Lips jumps off the stage and into a packed pit, wailing away on his guitar with all his beloved fans surrounding him, it was really a surreal moment. And Rob playing an absolutely killer drum solo was just one of the many highlights of the evening for me. I'm really happy to be able to promote Anvil on my show tonight. These guys have really come a long way. Check out their movie. It's in selected theaters right now. It's called Anvil, The Story of Anvil. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen the trailer, please go and check. It's up on YouTube. Just type in Anvil and you'll see a bunch of stuff coming up. One of them is the UK trailer for the movie Anvil, The Story of Anvil. There's also a book out by the same title, and this book was basically written by Lips and Robbo, where they were holed up for weeks and hours at a time in various locations across the country with a ghostwriter who was basically trying to get their entire life story down on paper. This is a Canadian band, and unfortunately, Canadians, for some reason, never really opened their arms to this band. I really can't explain why, and it makes me ashamed to say that our own musical powers that be simply turned a blind eye to this incredible talent. But with all the surrounding interest again, with Anvil, with the movie, with their performances, with the book, with their induction into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, I'm hoping that things are going to finally change and that they get the recognition and the support that they so well deserve. And if you'd like to hear more about them, I actually did have the opportunity to interview Rob for Crusher Magazine. You can check out Crusher online at www.crushermagazine.com. My interview with Rob won't be up there for probably a couple of more weeks, I would say. I've been really busy. I haven't been home because I was out during Canadian Music Week, catching Gene Simmons at a conference, checking out a variety of really amazing bands that I will hopefully have on my show in the next coming weeks. You guys are really going to dig these bands. So without taking up more of your time, here's my interview with Rob Reiner.
I'm waiting for you to say, hey, Robbo, what's happening?
Hey, Robbo, what's happening?
Hey, Sister T, not much. What's going on over there?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot, except that I want to really talk about Anvil right now.
Cool, man. Well, we can talk about the movie for a bit if you want.
Yeah, that would be great. The movie's called Anvil, The Story of Anvil. And for all our listeners out there, these people may not remember who Anvil is, but watching the movie, I think, is just going to bring everything to the forefront. Can you tell us a bit about Anvil and about the movie and how it was all brought together and made up?
Well, Anvil, well, we've been around for 30 years. We've got 13 albums, and we're notoriously legendary, and most metalheads who really know their metal, most musicians who know their musicians, know who Anvil is. The movie basically tells the story about two guys who started at a young age and have never given up on their dream, and through good, bad, and indifferent, they keep rocking on and believing that one day the majesty of Anvil will be discovered.
And discovered it has been.
And discovery is definitely happening, and rediscovered too, so
right.
A bit of all of it's going on at the moment. It's all exciting, and what more can I say? You know, go see the movie and come out and see the band, and there goes that phone again.
You're a busy guy.
Okay, yeah, actually it's Brother Lips.
Is it?
Okay, that was Brother Lips who says hello to everybody.
Oh, that's sweet. That's great. How's he handling all this newfound fame?
Oh, we're all having a great time with this, because, you know, this is something that I didn't say to you earlier, is that all this couldn't be happening at a better time in our lives, at our age, at this time in our lives. You know what I mean? This is like, it's really, really, it couldn't be happening at a better time.
Why do you say that, Robbo?
Enjoying it. We're just enjoying it. It's just all fun, and we're enjoying it, you know? You know, if this was happening when we were 25, I don't think I'd be here right now talking about any of this.
Do you not think you would have been able to enjoy it as much because you would have been too young to enjoy it, or do you mean...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. When you're young, you do stupid things. You don't appreciate things. You don't value things. You don't really understand the meaning of things. Certainly now, it's completely like, boy, you understand the meaning of all of it, and appreciate everything, and it's just, you know, how to deal with it way more realistically. It's a good time. Me and Lips are enjoying all this very much at the moment.
I bet you are. Long overdue, in my opinion.
Well, and yes, and many other people's opinions as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's all good, man. It's all good, Sister T. We're having a good time. Go see the movie. There's a book. Go get the book. The book has even got more stuff than the movie, but it's just as good. And got our new album. This is 13. Should be playing some songs there, Sister T. What else can I say? And come out and see the band. As soon as we're anywhere near your town, country, anywhere, just come and see the band.
Yeah, the band puts on a fantastic live show. You guys have always been really known for your live shows.
Yeah, well, Anvil's, yeah, well, that's true. The Lips is a prolific, intense front man, amazing guitar player, and he puts on a powerhouse visual show, and the drumming is, again, in its own world. I can't describe it, but it's one of the top things they say. And G5, the bass player in Anvil, he's also as sick as all the greats.
And some of those greats have actually called you the forefathers of metal and thrash, Metallica, Slayer, Pantera being a few of those bands.
Yeah, no, all these guys have always been our friends. They've always made themselves transparent to us throughout the years, and it's nothing that we didn't really know or understand. It's you know, it's nice to, you know, it's nice to be, you know, acknowledged for that you're inspirational, or they've borrowed ideas from whatever. It's all nice.
Tell our listeners about the book too, Robbo, because there's a little bit more involved with the book. You guys spend hours taping interviews with ghostwriters.
We spent 3 weeks. We spent 3 weeks locked up in a house in London for about a week. Then I was locked up here in Toronto, Canada for a couple of weeks. Locked up in LA for half a week. And we were just talking, remembering our whole life story. And all the details, all the dirt, all the this, that, everything. The book explains, a lot of people always ask, well, what happened to you guys, And the book really kind of explains it more than the movie. The movie doesn't really talk about that. The book, it does explain that completely, what happens, or why things went the way they went. And the book just tells the whole story about two guys who stuck to their dream, to the guns, and believed in each other and believed in themselves, and that's basically the story, It's a very touching epic. It's an epic tale. It's amazing.
And the book is available at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.co.uk, and it's also available at Transworld Publishers, correct?
That's true. That's all online at the moment. The book is in stores in the UK, and at some point they say they'll print them in different languages for different countries, and it will be domestic all over the place, but it's down the line, I would think. They're just doing it in stages, it's a building process. So if you want the book today, you can get it online.
And there's also merch that people can purchase directly from the band. Is there a website or a MySpace site that you can give us?
You just get that from email Rob Reiner at yahoo.com, and you can be looked after that way.
And you'll hook us up with good merch.
The new latest CD, Anvil, this is 13, you can get that on the anvilmovie.com page, PayPal there.
Okay, cool. I also wanted to talk to you about another album that you guys have pretty much wrapped up but have yet to record. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Our new studio album is going to be called Juggernaut of Justice, and it's going to just be recorded at some point this year. It's finished the tunes. I think we're putting 12 tracks on it. And hopefully it'll come out, should come out next year.
And you have no idea yet where you might be recording that?
Well, we're planning on hopefully doing it back in England, where we did last, the latest album, This Is 13. We recorded that at the studio in Dover, England there.
Cool.
So we're hoping, we're going to do it somewhere. There, California, who knows.
Right. And what about some festivals that you guys are going to be involved with this year? Tell us a bit about that. Which festivals are you guys on? Where are you going to be playing? Anywhere in Europe, Central America, anywhere?
Well, at the moment, I can just talk about Download Festival in the UK in June. And there's a good chance we could be doing Glastonbury also. And we're doing our own little UK tour kind of thing at that time. We do that. There's been talk about doing Rockhoma, or whatever it's called, in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Rocklahoma.
Summer. Yeah, I heard about that the other day.
Cool.
We're going to Japan. We're going to Australia, and we're going to be doing Europe at the end of all of this. So, I don't know.
And I think
in the next little while, we'll be around.
And when you say you're going to be doing Europe and Japan, are these headlining tours or are these festival tours?
Yeah. They're going to be all Anvil experience tours with the movie and the band, basically, is what we're planning on doing mostly this year. And then after with the DVD, we're planning on doing a full headlining Anvil tour promoting the DVD, I guess. We plan on being busy there, Sister T.
Well, I thank you very much for your time, and all the best to Anvil, your future endeavors. Good luck with the movie and the book. Once again, please check out Anvil. They are a band you do not want to miss. Robbo, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Sister T. Nice talking to you.
Always nice talking to you. Take care.
Hey, all you metalheads. This is Rob Reiner from Anvil, and you're turned on with Tina. Let it rock.
superstitious feeling.